Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you really know what's in your beauty products that you use every day? And some of the most trusted brands that we get at our local Walgreens have dangerous ingredients in them that we might not even realize. Today, my guest is David Pollack. He's a safe beauty expert and author of Just Stop the Lies, The Secret to the Beauty That the Beauty Industry Does Not Want You to Know. So, David, tell us a little bit about some of the lies, the secrets, and the beauty industry does not want us to know. Let's start with makeup that we wear on our faces every day.
I'll tell you, there's going to be several things we'll hit on, and I appreciate you having me here today. There are a lot of things that are in your products, and I'm going to tell you, no matter what products you use, the biggest thing to learn is to read the label, whether it's your makeup, whether it's your body wash, maybe it's your shampoo. I'll even surprise you with one, even your toothpaste is considered cosmetic. And they contain ingredients that are going to shock you. But they're ingredients that are harmful, some are even toxic, and are known carcinogens allowed to be used in our products. And I'm talking about parabens, which are preservatives. You start seeing more and more some people claiming paraben-free, but you want to avoid parabens. Another big one is what we call PEGs and glycols. And I know I sound like a chemical geek, but in a minute I'm going to tell you how we can get a list for everybody to see on the website. But PEGs and glycols you want to avoid. And here's one you're going to find in your shampoo, all the way, like I mentioned, your toothpaste. And that is things with ending in ETH, like a laureth sulfate, whether it's sodium or ammonium laureth sulfate. That's the item that makes it foam up. And these particularly are known carcinogens. They cause cancer and just need to avoid products that contain them.
Okay, so David, you suggest reading labels. I mean, certainly great advice, but I tried to read the label because I didn't like the taste of some toothpaste I was using because I was sure that it had a sugar substitute in it, but the ingredients are not listed.
On the tube itself, it's not going to be. It's a trick of the trade, which another trick of the trade is we put it on the outer box, so when you throw it away, you can't really easily go back and look.
But it
is on the exterior box. It is required by law for that, so it is on the exterior box, definitely. And some of the ingredients are complicated, so I break it down very simple. I broke it down to anything with the word glycol, anything that ends in an ETH. So I try to make it very simple because, let's face it, we read the ingredient labels of our food. Why not the products that go on our bodies? Why not products, again, a toothpaste that goes in our mouth? Up to 60% of its ingredients are being absorbed through our skin. So
absolutely.
Why not worry about it?
And, of course, we've heard about parabens, and you mentioned the glycol products and the things ending in ETH. What about formaldehyde? You know, that is it being used less?
Definitely being used less. But now what you're looking for are chemicals that convert into formaldehyde. And so some chemicals don't list the formaldehyde, but it's things through chemical reactions. That one's a little tougher to detect going beyond an ingredient label. I'll tell you the other one that really scares me, and it's going to surprise you, is the word fragrance.
And what's in that? When we always see that, I always wonder what that means.
It's a trick of the trade. I'm going to tell you to avoid these things. You're going to avoid them as much as possible, but we found a way to sneak them back in. The word fragrance, I don't mind if it smells, don't get me wrong. My problem is this. The word fragrance, according to the FDA, can be a combination of any number of ingredients, and we don't have to disclose them as long as we claim it's just part of the smell or the way to derive that smell. So everything I'm telling you to avoid can be hidden right back in that product, under the guise of being a fragrance. And so my
suggestion is, but isn't that what people, I mean, really, David, people buy products sometimes simply based on their smell.
They do. And I'm all for it. I truly get it. And I'm not saying throw out every product that has a nice smell. But let me ask you this. How many products did you use this morning? And I don't mean to put you on the spot. Maybe it's better I'll even tell you about me. Okay.
I use my toothpaste, and I use my powder, and I use some concealer, and, you know, hairspray, and, you know, basic stuff like that.
I'm going to tell you, some of the male listeners are going to say, I don't use any. And so I'll use me as an example because I know women, you just named several I did not use, so you go even beyond. But I'm going to tell you, this morning I jumped up, I brushed my teeth, I shaved, I jumped in the shower and used a liquid body soap, I used a shampoo, a hair conditioner, I got out and used a deodorant. Trust me, people at the office are thanking me for that. I used a styling gel, I used a hairspray, I put on a cologne. Okay, how many products is that? So if fragrance is so bad, I'm going to tell you, having it in one or two products is okay, your favorite body lotion, your favorite cologne, but why does it have to be in everything so you have a combination or the addition of all these items going into your body?
It's so amazing, really, when you put it that way, David, how many products we use on our bodies or put in. I've heard that petroleum is iffy.
I won't even say iffy. It's a no-no in my book. And
but
I'll
what about
why.
Things like Aquaphor, David, that we're supposed to use for our children for their eczema and their skin and such like that, that's based in petroleum jelly?
It is. And let me tell you, if you have a certain specific need and a doctor's telling you to use it, you know what, I won't go against that. You may need it to get it under control. I think there are alternatives, but I want to go after what everybody is being, what you're finding in products you use every day. I can tell you using a heavy shea butter, things like that, will get some great results. That's what I would suggest. But if a doctor has a specific product, you know what, I'll let that go for
those. I think they don't even know about shea butter. Or coconut oil works well too, doesn't it?
Coconut oil works great. The problem with the petrol-based products, mineral oil, petrolatum, et cetera, they're occlusive. They don't allow the skin to breathe, and so it's going to clog pores. And truly, by not allowing it to breathe, that's what they're doing with the eczema, is they're just sealing it and trying to get it under control. The shea butter will do it, as you mentioned, the coconut oil. And so there are many natural alternatives. But again, you know, I agree with you. A lot of doctors aren't aware of it. A lot of doctors are aware of the skin problem. They just don't know the chemistry side. And there's a lot of chemists on my side that just don't know what the doctors know. And so very rarely do you get the two together to come up with a great solution. And that's truly what I'm trying to get at, the message out there and cause a change in the industry.
Now, your book is available. People can buy it, but we're also giving it away. I'm saying this earlier in the segment than I planned to, but let's get that out there.
Wonderful. Yeah, you can certainly spend your money and go to Amazon and the publisher thanks you. But reality, let's go get it for free for everybody listening. If they go to my website, justaskdavid.com, and enter RadioMD at the code at the top, it will take you to the page and they can get it for free.
That's and an way amazing to remember my, way.
The easiest way to remember my website, I say, if you got a question about beauty, do what the big brands do. Just ask David.
JustAskDavid.com and use RadioMD as your code at the top. Get your free book. Now, there are certain ingredients, David, in things that are not maybe necessarily harmful but kind of disgusting, like lanolin.
Lanolin goes in the same area as the petrolatum. You know, anything that's going to clog the pores, some of it we can argue where it's even derived from. We could go through a long list of where some of these ingredients come from.
That's what I'm talking about. I've heard ones come from shark vomit, and ones come from animal fur, and ones come from... I mean, so how do you even know when we're looking at the ingredients?
You don't. That's the problem. You got to ask, read the ingredients. If you don't understand it, contact the manufacturer and ask them. And if they're not willing to tell you, then I wouldn't be buying the product. Vote with your pocketbook. Don't support people that are not willing to share the information with you, whether through their website or through even a phone call to their customer service. Ingredients shouldn't be secretive. They should be difficult to understand. And certainly, they should be safe.
Now, what about talc?
There's a good argument. Talc, the biggest problem everybody has is when it's loose, it's easy. If I'm sprinkling a baby powder on or some sort of talc powder, breathing it in, that is a problem because we don't want to be able to breathe it in. There's no other way to get it out of your lungs except for coughing. And so there's anything, any powder material, I'm going to say, even some of your powder-based makeup have the same problem. So I like it when it's a cream-based or something, a gel base that can carry it to the skin and allow the product to evaporate, leaving the talc on the skin, I'm okay with that. But as a loose talc, no, I'd certainly stay away from it. You don't want to be breathing these ingredients. I've got the same when you spray your hairspray all over. You just don't want to be breathing in that vapor from the hairspray. Hold your breath for a couple seconds and then take two steps back before you take a big breath.
Great advice, and you can get more information at justaskdavid.com. Enter RadioMD in the code, and you can get your free book. And, you know, this is the best message is to read the ingredients on the boxes. The book is Just Stop the Lies, the secret the beauty industry does not want you to know. Get it for free, and you're listening to Radio MD. We'll be back.